You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
All right, and welcome to our non-denominational holiday party. The WDOT holiday.
Oh, party. That was great.
Here on the dot.
Wait, who's the artist, guys?
Doesn't matter. We'll save that for quiz later. We're here to decide who has better holiday cheer, Team 1 or Team 2. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
team
I give you the judge and host of this year's 2008 holiday party. DJ, you may know him from Mal and the Guys, Mr. Dan Miller.
Clap it up, everybody.
Woo!
Clap it up.
Woo! How's it going, guys?
Boo.
Don't boo.
I have
don't
a question. Boo. Question. Yeah, Mr. Clef. Mr. Clef.
Yeah.
How do you make it go from one earphone to the other?
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
What do you mean?
It's like switching.
I don't know. It's in stereo. Just leave it alone.
Oh, sweet.
Welcome to the new millennium, guys. It's in stereo.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so the first thing we're going to start off with is some classic holiday trivia. And when I say classic, I mean... anyone can really answer these questions. I'll be kind of disappointed.
So why don't we first introduce the teams? Wouldn't that be a good idea?
I don't even know who the teams are.
Let's introduce the teams.
Team one, Team Dasky over here.
All right, we have two teams here of DJs. Let's introduce them. The captain of the first team, you may know him from Dynasty, Mr. Peter Daskus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the captain of the second team, I don't even remember who it was.
Oh,
Mr. Andrew Arnstein behind me, whatever your name is.
Here.
Say hello.
You.
We will win this.
Guaranteed.
All right,
guaranteed.
So...
Bold words.
On the team, Arnstein, why don't you introduce the characters on your team?
Yeah.
My team consists of the only female in this radio class, Mal, Eddie Chan, and Robbie Jordan.
And Ooh. Logan.
What's up?
It's quite a roster. Ooh.
And Peter...
Daskus.
My team of all-stars. Starts out with Whitaker. Then we go straight to Kaczynski.
Woo!
Now we have Logan bring up the rear, the anchor of our team, playing bowling on his iPod.
That's comedy right there.
Stop bowling.
I'm not.
Jam that bowling.
All right.
Best thing ever.
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
Ham schnapp.
All right.
I think the way that we're going to do this is because it's radio and people can't see who hits a bell. I think we should go back and forth to each team. We need one representative from each team.
I have a bell right here. I'll be a representative.
All right.
I need a representative from each team.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Since I'm not in there, why don't we just be honest?
Mr. Robert Arthur Jordan is representing for team two.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Robbie is the rep.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I have Arnstein. It's going to be Arnstein versus Daskus. Arnstein is here in the control booth. He cannot see Daskus. He cannot see Daskus.
Ken?
Daskus, I really can't see you.
Daskus, you cannot have help from anybody.
Okay. They're all behind me.
Except for me.
Here we go. First question. You have 5 seconds to answer a question.
How many days are there of Hanukkah?
Eight.
That would be Andrew.
Yeah!
Oh, we're going at the end.
Yeah.
Duh.
You never explained the rules. That's not fair.
It's common sense.
That is unfair.
All right, whoever says the answer first wins.
Okay.
No, that would have helped.
So we're going to need silence.
Redo.
Team.
Redo.
Silence.
How many days?
That counts.
There is no redo.
Try to do the second round.
Second round.
Who's this between?
Still 0-0.
Same people?
Still 0. I won that.
Guys.
No, because I didn't know the rules. That's cheating.
Yeah, that is cheating.
That is not cheating.
So you can just do that whenever you want.
It's nice.
All right, what's the score?
The score is Andrew Arnstein 1, Daskus the Big Goose Egg.
All right, ready? Here we go. Second question.
All right, guys.
Am I on?
When is New Year's Day?
January 1st.
Ooh. I quit.
He's got you beat, Daskus.
Don't hate the play.
Daskus, maybe you should hand these duties.
I just tagged in Kaczynski.
Kaczynski is tagged in. Daskus, would you like to continue or pass it along?
So I just pass it along until I lose.
That's great. So you're gonna give it to Mal. Mal, step up to a mic.
You're not on the same team.
Oh, you're not on the same team.
No, I'm on Mal's team.
Yeah, you're on Mal's team. It's gonna be Mal versus Kaczynski. Right, nice Mal and the guys battle.
And then I think we're gonna go to Robbie.
All right, let's go, Mal. It's one question, Mal.
Mal, one question. Come on.
So just step up right there.
Logan.
You will hear me.
Logan.
I can hear
you.
You
will hear me roar. All
right.
Mal.
Since these guys are the ones on my show, I'm gonna give them the one that's
Mal,
the big old brain teaser. How many days of there are Kwanzaa?
One.
Five.
No.
Kishinsky said 1, Mal said 5. Who's closer?
Isn't that 13?
Actually, it's 7. So Mal
yeah,
wins closer.
Mal wins.
Mal.
We're the
giving play now.
Thank you for participating in something.
Chang and Whitaker.
Doskus, you you got a cookie, man. And Andrew, you got 3.
The cookie man versus the Mr. Levinjack.
Okay. This is easy, guys.
Is my mic on?
Yes, Rogan.
This is easy. What holiday does Adam Sandler celebrate?
Hanukkah.
That is correct.
I forgot Adam Sandler was Jewish. I'm sorry.
The Hanukkah song.
Yeah, are you kidding? Come on.
Okay. You guys ready for another one? Typical colors of a candy cane are?
Red and white.
Ooh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. Name both of them.
Where's your holiday spirit?
I said
he has no
holiday. What a card, dude.
I have one in my pocket.
You do have one.
Yeah. Oh, you could have cheated and looked at it.
That's great.
All right, next.
Who do we got in this round? New people.
Robbie and Rogan.
Robbie versus Ro?
Robbie, Rogan.
Ro.
The two R's.
All right, guys.
I don't want to be associated like that. I don't want to be associated like that.
Okay, well then you can just lose. You can just lose.
Robbie.
He's getting
angry. He's getting angry. Robbie, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Overmodulation. Robbie versus Rogan. Overmodulation. Spectacular.
The static.
The static is static. Okay. How many sides are there on a dreidel?
6. No, 4. 4. 4.
You guessed wrong.
Robbie, would you like to take a guess?
I would guess 4.
And Robbie,
four.
You are correct. Overmodulation.
Actually, technically, there's 5 because of the top.
No, that doesn't count.
No, that is not a side.
It's a side if you turn it upside down.
It's a side if you're sideways.
Okay, can we change this music, please?
Robbie, what team are you? Oh, yeah, you're on the end.
I happen to like this music, so don't be hating.
Alright. Rogan, Rogan and Robbie.
He's killing me.
Rogan and Robbie, one more. What is Mr. Claps' famous holiday tie? This one, I'm going to give you guys some choices. You got Frosty the Snowman, Snowy the Frostman, the Rogan tie, or he doesn't have one.
Frosty the Snowman.
You're both wrong, he doesn't have one.
I would say Snowy the Frostman.
And you know, I would have given you half a point too. Nobody gets a point for that. That really.
I want a rematch with Doskus.
A rematch with Doskus?
All right. You're going to call me out like that?
He's calling you out.
All right.
You guys ready?
We're going to take it down to the cookie competition anyway.
So. Oh, no. This is the hardest question.
All right.
When did the U.S. government release a Kwanzaa stamp? Hold it. So we got 1876, 1987, 1997, or 2007?
1987.
And Doskus?
1987.
You're both wrong.
Is it 1997?
It was 97.
Yes.
That's what I said.
You said 87.
Oh, damn it.
This is a podcast. We can go back. And we can check it out. We can check it out online. You guys, your holiday knowledge is really getting down on me.
All right, one more.
Okay, all right. Who invented the radio?
What was it?
If you're asking what was it, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the studio.
Who was it?
Guglielmo Marconi.
No, it's Marconi,
Guglielmo. Not fair. Doss got 100 on that test. I got
Guglielmo, my boy.
It's like Google's macaroni. That's how you remember it.
Elmo.
Anyway.
I can't hear myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't hear myself.
Chang.
No.
Chang.
Yes.
Since you are with Andrew and your team is in the lead, I'm going to ask you to pick your opponent.
Call out Rogan.
I think I got Rogan.
Yeah!
Come on!
Rogan!
That's a cheap shot.
How many days are there of Christmas?
One.
Supposedly.
One.
Supposedly? 25.
One.
Oh.
12.
45.
12.
Where does 25 go from?
12.
ABC Family.
12. Who said 12?
I said 12.
You said 12.
I said 12. Wait.
You lose, Rogan.
I said the answer, and then you said supposedly.
This is class.
You said one.
Yeah, you said, how many days are there in
so class? those keeping score at home right now, the score reads thusly. Arnstein's team has 5. Doskus's team has 3. How many questions do you have left?
I think we got, like, two.
Two questions. So the best Doskus's team can do is tie.
Are we doing the point system by each round?
Yeah, sure, whatever. Okay. Guys, pick who's doing this. We got two more questions.
One.
You turn me on.
Go, yeah, Robbie.
It's Kaczynski versus Robbie.
Kaczynski versus Robbie.
Let's go.
Kaczynski. Joe Rogan celebrates what holiday?
Joe Christmas. Rogan.
That is true.
That's not a fair question.
Who is Joe Rogan?
Yeah. I've never heard of this man.
Yeah.
If you don't know Joe Rogan, you weren't in radio class.
Doskus, you want to go again? Yeah.
All right, so the final question. For the Doskus team.
Doskus, let's go.
I want to hand mine over to Chang.
Whitaker's going against.
It's a Whitaker-Chang battle.
Yes.
Come on, Whitaker.
And the question reads, and this one's a multiple choice, so you got to wait for all of them. What kind of holiday cookies are normally shaped like people? Matzo cookies, gingerbread cookies, peanut butter cookies, or Malamars?
Gingerbread cookies.
I have to say that Whitaker wins due to default by Eddie Chang.
Chang jumped the gun.
All right, Eddie Chang yelled it out first, so what team's he on?
He jumped.
Oh,
he was reading off the multiple.
Too bad.
He specifically said, do not say it until
he
I'm
said,
done.
Wait, no.
All right, I'm going to have to go to the judges on this one. Judges?
Nobody wins. We're going to go to the next competition.
No!
All right, that was fun. A little holiday trivia. So we're going to now go to... Let me get some more music on because we love... what is it? Do a little more Elvis because you can't get enough Elvis. So here we go. We're going to have the second competition in a tie game so far.
Cookie.
We decided that we were going to have each group bake a special holiday cookie. And to prove that these are real cookies, I'm going to take pictures of the actual samples.
Yeah, Arnstein's cookie.
Of cookies. So who brought in cookies? We have Arnstein brought in, and Miller is going to sample the cookie. And we also have this cookie here, which is much more holiday-like.
Hey, come on, Claude.
But one looks better than the other. Who made the Rudolph one?
Whitaker.
Whitaker.
All right. So, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Sampling of the cookies.
It won't taste good either.
All right. So for those not seeing or smelling these cookies, let's just say...
Do they look delicious?
Put the mic down to him.
Whitaker's cookies smell much better. Andrew has made me a chocolate chip disaster. And,
hey, come on now.
Whitaker, we got some pretzels, a chocolatey treat, a marshmallow, a chocolate drop.
You will see who comes out.
Arnstein is a... What is this? Is this cooked?
Arnstein.
Did you cook this?
Yes, I did.
Did you cook this by yourself?
I didn't cook it. I baked it. And yes, I did bake it by myself.
All right.
No, you gotta take a bite.
Like okay, so first up, Andrew's cookie.
Yeah, you can't rip it off. You gotta bite the whole thing.
All right. The sound of
snow. What is this music? Holiday music.
Tastes like a chocolate chip cookie.
It's good. It's a good chocolate chip cookie.
He bought that. Don't believe him.
He bought it.
There's no way Whitaker can make a cookie like that.
He bought it.
I don't know, Whitaker. I think you brought me three cookies. Would you like me to do the one shaped like a tree, a triangle, or an animal?
Animal.
No, animal. For your team.
The pretzel.
Go with the animal.
Are we off again?
The animal has a couple different colors. Oh, it has a nice green eye.
There's no way.
Marshmallow.
Yeah.
I don't know. This looks good, Andrew. Can you see this? You're right next to me.
Cannot judge a book by its cover.
I'm not going to judge a book by its cover. I'm just going to dive right into it.
I think you bought it from St. Honoré.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good. Oh, my God.
Not that we encourage purchasing anything from any different bakery, right? Because
yeah,
you said
Arnstein.
No bakery.
I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
All right, Miller, what do we think?
You want to go?
What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I like all cookies. I can't really...
Remember, no eating in the studio, so please try to get it into the bucket.
Take another bite of my cookie.
I mean, if we just come at cookies all we want.
Miller, I need to know what a winner.
All right, we're going to judge this on a couple different levels.
No, you can't do that. It's on taste.
We can.
It's based on taste.
I'm sorry, but Andrew, you're true. You're right. Your cookie tastes much better, but...
Oh, there's the contest right there. Come on, Judge.
His has much more holiday spirit, and I specifically said use sprinkles.
I never heard that.
Lack of sprinkles...
I've never heard that.
And bake more than one. I like to bake more.
No, I said how many cookies? I said one.
No, we said at least two.
No one said that.
So, Daskus, you got one for being a tasty cookie. Oh, no, wait. No, you got two. You're not the tasty cookie. You're the good-looking and sprinkle cookie. Andrew, you got one. So that puts Daskus' team in the lead. This is surprising. They have a 7-6 lead.
We were up. We were just up by two. That doesn't make sense.
I passed math. Don't question me.
All right.
Wow, that's the doorbell, and we know what that sound means. It's time to go on to the next round, which, of course, is going to be what are the lyrics? Now...
who is it?
So here's the way we're going to do this. We need a representative from each team. This is going to be a little bit of like a karaoke type thing. We're gonna give you a bunch of we're gonna have you ask you to fill in the lyrics of these words. Now we're gonna do this two ways. One, we have written down here some lyrics, or we could do it. I can make them fill in something. I could play something like and stop the song.
Yeah,
all right. Who's going for Team Daskus first?
I'm going to vote Logan.
Does anyone on right. my team know
Arnstein?
Wait, I have a question.
What genre of music is it? I'm the worst player at this game.
I do not pick Will or anything.
You know what? It's either going to be me or Logan.
I'm not a good center.
What genre of music is this, might I ask?
Holiday.
Holiday. Ron Dominic.
Monica Adam Sandler.
All right, here we go.
I don't know the song.
Who's going first? Who's the lyric? Right,
Logan.
Lyric?
Logan.
Robbie. All right. Robbie and Logan.
All right, ready? Here we go. Logan, this one's for you.
Here we go.
This one's for you, Logan.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Correct, that is correct.
Yeah. There were no words in that song.
Alright.
Just hold your breath.
Very good.
Now, while Logan won't forget the lyrics, Andrew can't remember them. So, guys, that's an advantage.
I wasn't the one up.
Who's going now?
I'll go.
Alright, here we go.
Miller, you go.
I can't.
I got that.
No, our question is, what's the name of the girl singing, according to Mr. Sandler?
What?
That is the festival of lights. One day of presents, hell no, we get it.
Crazy nights.
Say that again?
8 crazy nights.
That is correct. And that was the Dre Dells, by the way.
So. Yeah.
You knew that, Kaczynski. All right, tied 1-1. Very good. Who's back to Logan.
We're not tied 1-1.
It's garbage.
Daskus is
so
up.
Is Winter Wonderland.
Daskus is up.
Are you kidding?
No holiday song is garbage.
Don't, yeah.
I'm not calling the song garbage. I'm calling that choice of song garbage.
All right.
While Mr. Clef queues up the next one, I'm just going to do this one. This is a text-based don't forget the lyrics.
What is...
So, we got...
Logan.
Grandma got run over by a
reindeer.
Tractor trailer. Reindeer.
Reindeer.
We all get points.
Everybody gets a point. How you doing there, Mr. Clef? Whoever can sing the song, I'll give another one to.
I should just be my
grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Can anybody remember the next lyric?
All right, here we go.
Okay, I'm up.
Forget about it.
Whose turn is it?
Me.
Who's me?
Logan.
I'll take you on, Logan. You want to go, Logan?
Alright, Logan. We're over modulating. Here we go.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Riding down Santa Claus.
What?
Lane.
Yes, Lane.
Yeah!
Lane Mergler. Alright, very good.
Aww. How does he know all these?
He just knows them. Alright.
Christmas songs.
Up against the wall. Here we go. Who's it now?
It's for...
Let me go. Oh,
yeah. Who's this for now?
I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Holy night. All is
silent. All is what? All is what?
Joyful for Christmas.
No, let's go back to the tape.
Close.
call is called. Well, that's over modulation.
So let's add up the points. Logan was correct. Arnstein was wrong.
Logan didn't get that.
So what's it? What's the score right now, Miller? What do we got?
Hey, Logan didn't get that. I don't got that.
Logan did not get that last one. And it is Daskis with the Ocho and AA with the Siete. For those of you keeping score in English, that is Daskis has 8 and Andrew has 5.
All right. Tiebreaker.
No.
Tiebreaker.
He has 7.
All right, here we go. This is open to both of you. Whoever gets closer to the lyric wins. Logan versus Arnstein. Here we go.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'll tell you why.
Not yet. That's the easy part. He's making a list.
Naughty and good.
What is it?
Naughty
and
nice.
Checking it twice.
He's checking it twice.
Says Logan. And said, naughty or nice?
No,
says
checking
Arnstein.
It twice.
All right, let's see what the answer is.
Oh my God!
This is very exciting.
The tension builds among.
All right, once again, Logan said, checking it twice. Arnstein said, naughty or nice. Looks like Logan got that.
Logan wins again.
That puts Daskis' team at 10. And Andrew stuck at 7. That's a 3-point lead for Logan's team, the Daskis Devils.
All right, now it's time for the most dangerous of all contests. This is our final contest, right?
And what is this contest, Dr. Class?
It is time. Shh, Logan, calm down. I know you're excited. We are going to now have a rapping contest. Now, when I say rap, like rapping, like MC Hammer rapping, I'm talking about gift rapping.
And not only
no,
is
this out of contest.
The most difficult
one. We wrote
one,
our songs, our joyful songs.
But it's not the last one, because we do have a song contest. The rapping contest is going to be worth 3 points because I want to find out if Arnstein's team can rap to tie.
Oh.
Ooh. And it's an all or nothing. No points will be split. Go.
What are the items? What Daskis, what'd you bring in? We wanted to see who could rap something better. The rule is that there's not allowed to use tape, and instead of wrapping paper, we use Schreiber Times's.
Okay, so Eric Kaczynski was our gift getter.
Bring your inner.
And he brought a floor fan for them to rap. It's gonna be rough, but you know what? Arnstein, you can't use that because you didn't bring it from home. Arnstein, put it down. Put it down.
Arnstein is in violation.
So yeah,
code 674529. The paragraph CD 2 rack cannot be removed from the radio room.
I brought in my binder, my backpack.
All right, here are the Schreiber Times.
And he brought in his backpack. The Schreiber Times is the official school newspaper of Schreiber High School.
No, they have to wrap the fan first. You guys have to wrap the fan first.
To promote a greener earth, we are going to recycle them, and we are going to use them as wrapping paper. We're going to give them 1 minute, 60 seconds on the clock to best wrap a gift in Schreiber Times with no tape. They're going
to
be in the hallway. I'll be standing at the window with the mic. And if they both fail, then I'll lock the doors and they won't be back in. Dr. Claff, you're not coming for play-by-play. Daskis, grab a mic.
I can't see from over there. We need to share the mic.
Well, they have started.
Here they go.
And it is Mal versus Kaczynski. She is going for the neck. Kaczynski taking a good... Oh, no. The newspaper is falling. This lack of tape is really, really bad for Eric.
A waste of time for all of us.
Oh, and he crumples it in disgust.
To turn the fan off.
Hold on. What is he doing? Oh, he's putting it inside the backpack. Oh, this is a new strategy. I've never seen this before. While Mal Weber is attempting to use her hair scrunchie. Oh, this is a good idea. And Kaczynski goes for Mal's stuff to put it in the backpack. This is the rap battle of all rap battles. Whitaker, what do you think?
I really do not know what to say, Dan Miller. I just do not know what to say.
I just have to say, wow.
I believe Eric has been DQ'd. And when I say that, I mean disqualified.
Jets will not make the playoffs this year because I cannot believe how badly Brett is playing.
Thank you, Logan. Thank you. After that great disqualification,
you're killing me.
That would give Andrew's team the 3 points.
So now I'll tie it up.
So
no, we're like, still up by one.
Since you got a little brain cells. No, no, it's all tied up.
It's 11-10.
No, it's 10-10.
It was 11-7.
No, it was 10-7.
You can't count.
All right, it's time now.
Don't worry about
Good
it.
Good job, Mal. Good job.
You're in eighth grade.
I'd like to thank all of my math teachers.
Hold on. I gotta get that fan back.
All right, it's time now. It's tied, and we have a tie-breaking tournament. Each group has written a holiday song. I don't know. I have them here, though. Each group has written a holiday song. We'll be back with the holiday song in 1 minute. All right, and we are back here on the non-denominational holiday party. For those of you joining us late, it's been a war between two sections to see who has more holiday spirit, the Doskus clan or the Arnstein clan, and Mal just wrapped up a fan. We had a contest. Each team could bring in an object that's very difficult to wrap, and Mal wrapped a fan quicker than Kaczynski could wrap a knapsack. So now it comes down to this.
Now, Kaczynski's strategy was a bit it's a bit difficult. See, what he should have done was he should have turned the backpack inside out and then re-zipped it. Instead, he was disqualified, and we are moving on to the final event of the battle to break the tie. This is the sing-off.
All right. The sing-off is each group was instructed to make up a holiday song. However, instead of singing holiday lyrics, they have to sing about WDOT Port Washington. So, whoever comes up with a better song wins. Who would like to go first?
I will flip a CD. Daskus? Daskus, heads or tails?
Don't flip us.
I'm going to. This is the radio. Daskus, was that heads or tails? Heads? Would you like the CD side or the shiny side?
Yes.
CD okay.
All right. Side. Flip it. Hurry up.
It was the CD side.
I'm sorry.
All right. We've just flipped the CD instead of a coin because we're here at WDOT Port Washington. You're on the dot. Remember, kids, don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. And a promo, there's going to be at the Landmark on January 23rd. Featuring the Heavy Pets, a jam band that sounds like Fish. Tickets are $25 or $20. You can call the box office if you want to. No one's forcing you to. All right, Doskus, your team, it's time to sing.
Am I on?
Yes.
We have a new addition to our singing lineup. It's a veteran Katrina Fahey for the WDOT staff.
Of WDOT Port Washington's Radiothon 06, 07, 07.
And I'm coming
in the next 07. Here we go. Oh, do you have background music?
Wait,
No, you can't use the website. It'll crash the Sorry, no, a cappella. We agreed a cappella.
I need to be on. That's horrible.
Here we go.
Whitaker, are you ready?
Am I on?
Come here.
Am I on?
Oh, yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you're on. All
right. Ready? All right. Yep. Whitaker, where are you?
Okay, you need a mic.
With Logan. Have it with Logan.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Feliz Radio.
Dun, 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 dun.
Feliz Radio.
Do, 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 do.
Feliz Radio. Alegría porque usted está en el dot. Feliz Radio. Feliz Radio. Feliz Radio. Alegría porque usted está en el dot. I want to wish you a mediocre holiday. I hope you don't listen to Sax's show. For your own sake, it's really terrible. From the bottom of our hearts, Feliz Radio.
We probably should have rehearsed that.
Great job, guys.
Thank you.
Great job.
All right, that was group one. Now group two. If you top it, you win.
If not, the other team wins.
Well, they have Mal.
For WDOT DJs with the most spirit.
They have Mal with the beautiful voice.
Here we go.
On the first day of radio, Mrs. Becky to me, one soundboard on a station, WDOT. On the second day of radio, Mrs. Becky to me, two calls to action, one soundboard on our station, WDOT. On the third day of radio, Mrs. Becky to me, three PSAs, two calls to action, one soundboard on our station, WDOT. On the fourth day of radio, Mr. Clapp gave to me four event promos, three PSAs, two calls to action, one soundboard on our station, WDOT. On the fifth day of radio, Mr. Clapp gave to me five love sheets, four even from PSAs, two calls to action, one soundboard on our station, WDOT. On the sixth day of radio, Mr. Clapp gave to me six underwriters, dialogue sheets, four event promos, three PSAs, two calls to action, one soundboard on our station, WDOT. On the seventh day of radio, Mr. Clapp gave to me seven disclaimers, six underwriters, five log sheets, four event promos, three PSAs, two calls to action, one soundboard on our station, WDOT. On the eighth day of radio, Mr. Clapp gave to me eight station IDs, seven disclaimers, six underwriters, five log sheets, four event promos, three PSAs, two calls to action, one soundboard on our station, WDOT. On the eighth day of radio, Mr. Clapp gave to me nine microphones, eight station IDs, seven disclaimers, six underwriters, five log sheets, four event promos, three PSAs, two calls to action, one soundboard on our station, WDOT. On the 10th day of radio, Mr. Clapp gave to me 10 PowerPoints, 9 microphones, 8 station IDs, 7 disclaimers, 6 underwriters, 5 long sheets, 4 even promos, 3 PSAs, 2 calls to action, 1 soundboard on our station, WDOT. On the 11th day of radio, Mr. Clapp gave to me 11 tank slips, 10 PowerPoints, 9 microphones, 8 station IDs, 7 disclaimers, 6 underwriters, 5 long sheets, 4 event promos, 3 PSAs, 2 calls to action, 1 soundboard on our station, WDOT. On the 12th day of radio, Mr. Clapp gave to me 12 extra points for the winning team, 11 tank slips, 10 PowerPoints, 9 microphones, 8 station IDs, 7 disclaimers, 6 underwriters, 5 long sheets, 4 event promos, 3 PSAs, 2 calls to action, 1 soundboard on our station, WDOT.
Yeah, winners.
Finally.
All right, guys. It's been a long battle. It's been a tough day.
That was about 8 minutes too long.
It was about 8 minutes too awesome. The winning team, Andrew Arnstein.
Oh yeah!
I'd like to wish everyone a happy holiday, and hear some words from the winning team's captain.
Just like to congratulate my team. We had a hard effort out there. We fought really hard on the battlefield. Happy holidays to everyone. Happy New Year. And that's it.
Daskus, you're not funny. Daskus is not funny. WDOT Port Washington, please join us again after the New Year. We know,